It is coming up to 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on ABC Illawarra. Well, we were talking earlier about the flags going up at our beaches, and this next discussion we're going to have is about other potentially life-saving things that are going on here locally. It is CPR lessons at the Omar Mosque. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Omar Sharif, who is the Vice President of the Australian Islamic Medical Association, and Dr. Anjun Sheikh, who's a GP in Wollongong and the lead lifesaver coordinator at Omar Mosque. A very good morning to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. Good morning. Dr. Sharif, why don't you tell us first of all about why you decided to organise this? What will be happening at the mosque, and what was the impetus?
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is it's an International Lifesavers Days. It's a global initiative done by FEMA. FEMA is Federation of Islamic Medical Associations. This is done annually the last Saturday of September, and this year it happens to be on 28th, which is tomorrow. And this all started in the UK in 2013, but the word got spread. Now this year we have around 25 countries, and Australia joined this in 2021. We have extended it not just to the metropolitan cities this year, we have extended into regional and rural areas as well, especially in Western Australia and in Queensland. We have roped in seven states as well as 22 mosques across Australia, all happening tomorrow. The reason, the impetus is from the data. The data is alarming. In terms of the cardiac arrest, 8 out of 10 cardiac arrests happens out of hospital, and only 1 out of 10 survive if they're lucky. So the survival rate is somewhere around 5%. If there is not a good Samaritan who could actually recognize what's happening to a person, which often happens at home or it happens at park, public transport or mall, so we need a good Samaritan to recognize this and act and intervene as quick as possible. So effective CPR is important to keep the chain of survival until the help arrives. So we are teaching people how to do an effective CPR and be a CPR provider.
Yeah, so you don't need those 6, 7, 8 years of medical training to help keep someone alive until other medical attention can arrive.
Absolutely. That's the key bit. It's so easy if you know what is it like. There are a couple of the algorithms which is done and made easy for any public to actually do recognize and intervene. And we also do this to mitigate bystander hesitancy, because the bystander hesitancy, they are afraid, what if we do more harm than good? Yeah. What if there is a legal liability attached to it? But there are Good Samaritan Act, which actually protects the bystander if it is done in good faith.
Mm. Dr. Sheikh, you're a GP here in Wollongong, and what you'll be doing the training, what sort of things are you going to teach people?
Yeah, basically what we're going to do is we have a group of people coming in, like the doctors, who will be presenting what is already there on the AMI Lifesaver event. And it will go through all what we need to do in case if someone has a heart attack or a cardiac arrest and the heart stops and then they pass out, you know. So how to put them in the recovery position, how to make sure that their breathing and circulation is good, how to ask for help. And these are basic things that we need to know, but because of the situation, we panic in it. And when we panic, we don't know how to respond, and that can cost somebody their lives, you know. So the planning is to train the people, and like ordinary people, on how to go about responding to such a situation.
And how long is the training? I mean, how quickly can you teach someone actually life-saving techniques?
Yeah. So these are very basic techniques. We don't have to elaborate a lot on that. It's just about how to use your presence of mind to save the person. The actual training will last about a couple of hours, between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. At the mosque. First part of the presentation where we show them exactly what is to be done, and then we have mannequins, and they demonstrate on the mannequins to see if their skills are up to date, and if they're faced by any emergency situation, they should be able to handle that.
And I know that at the Omar Mosque there in Gwynville, there are so many international students who worship there. And of course, we see also, sadly, the number of international students who sometimes get into trouble in our surf and swimming each summer. We hear stories of international students getting into trouble who might not be as familiar with our conditions as they could be. I mean, that's the perfect community that you'd like to see come along as well, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And so, and it's open to us, open to a lot of culturally, diverse community. And a lot of people have language barriers. They don't know how to respond, how to seek help. So I think it will be a very good event for inviting all these people in, and they can, you know, get their skills up to date on what they should be doing in such an emergency situation.
Okay, so importantly, if people are interested, so as you said, it's open to everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
When, what time, how can people take advantage of this if they want to?
Yeah, so they can come up anytime at Omar Mosque. This is between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, that is 28th September, Saturday. And they will go through whoever is there, we will explain it to them how the procedure is done and what is going to be the program for the day.
Well, it's a wonderful initiative. I hope lots of people take it up. So thank you to you both. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Dr. Omar Sharif and also Dr. Anjum Sheikh about the CPR life-saving techniques you can learn at the Omar Mosque there at Gwynville tomorrow. You're listening to ABC Illawarra.